A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, "Rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you, a just savior is he, meek, and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth." The word of the Lord. A reading From the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit. If only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. The word of the Lord.
Dominus vobiscum. Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Verbum Domini. We hoped and prayed that you all had a very peaceful and restful Independence Day yesterday. Now, it's an occasion, these national holidays, to rest. You know, on this particular holiday, of course, there is celebration and appreciation for all the benefits of this nation and what we have received from it. Well, Yes, every holiday is a time to rest and to relax, take it easy a little bit. Today, Jesus is inviting us to a deeper kind of rest. A rest free of anxiety, of stress, of pressure. And this rest Jesus calls us to is in Him, is to enter deeper into His life, death, and resurrection. Now, of course, we enter this once we are baptized, and you know it is then strengthened as we are confirmed. But there's more to it. There's growing in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And this is what He's giving to us today. See, with the Lord, there is always more. The cup is always overflowing. His love is everywhere. So there's always increase, multiplication with God. So we see Jesus who is praying to the Father. He's giving thanks for those who follow Him, those who have received Him. And, you know, he's doing this with love, speaking to us, speaking on our behalf to the Father. Now, we see this, you know, throughout, but, you know, we see this very profoundly in John chapter 17, a high priestly prayer. And Jesus is praying to the Father for us. He's going on our behalf. Now, asking the Father that we have more, that we have Him. And when Jesus says today, He says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened." And He says, "I will give you rest." Now, all of us labor in this world. No, but we don't have to be so burdened. And Jesus, who invites us to this rest, now He says, "Take my yoke upon you." And the yoke Jesus speaks of is a yoke of His truth, of Him. Now, the Jews believed that a yoke was in following the commandments or the teachings. However, they made the yoke very difficult to follow. They would always add more regulations to it. And so, you know, sometimes people felt that they couldn't do anything, that they weren't really free to follow the yoke. There's just ordinances and regulations and procedures, and what was missing there was love. You know, it just became so so formal, so regimented, so rigid. Jesus says no. It begins here with Him. He says, "With me, come to me." He's saying. And at the same time, when Jesus is speaking of a yoke, it's something that is to be carried. Now, as we've heard, you know, in the book of Corinthians, says that the Lord never gives us too much that we can't handle, especially in the form of temptation. Now, with a yoke, and as tradition calls us, especially historically, you know, tells us, is that Jesus was a carpenter. Now, of course, and a carpenter, they make tables and chairs, they build houses. But they also designed these yokes that were tailored to fit the neck of an ox. And so here they would design this yoke, and it would go around the ox, and it fit him very well. It was well fitted so that it wouldn't chaff and move around and all that. So it was a well-fitted yoke. And that's the thing here, is that the Lord, in giving Himself to us, He's very gentle with us. He says, I am meek and humble of heart. Meekness means to be gentle. And in being gentle with us, he doesn't make it so heavy and burdensome. It's fit for us individually, for what we can handle. And then in giving us his life, he shows us how to handle it in him being here. So it's all there for us. And then he says, my burden is light. Well, we think of a burden, you think of something, you know, of course, very heavy, a struggle, something difficult to endure. You know, we look at the commandments here, and they're difficult. It's not easy to follow the Ten Commandments, the teachings of the church. You know, some of us are really struggling to accept them and then to live them. And when we take a look at the fourth chapter of Hebrews, it's telling us about those who've rejected the word of God. And it's recalling the Israelites, you know, how over and over again, you know, of course, they would submit and says, okay, I'm following you. And then they would rebel. They would sin. Of course, they'd have to suffer the consequences for it. Now, you think about, like, the Israelites when, after the Passover and, you know, they're leaving Egypt, the great Exodus there. And then they're in the desert for 40 years, just going around in circles. They've never entered into the rest that God is promising them. So if we don't follow the Lord, or we don't even try to follow him, we will never enter into this rest. And again, the rest is Jesus. He's where we find true rest, in submitting to him. So here, in as we look at Hebrews chapter 4, it tells us about the word of God. The word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. And Jesus is the word made flesh. So there's that yoke again. The word made flesh, the life, the love of Jesus Christ is very truth. When we're not fully accepting the truth or accepting the love of the Lord, how could we really enter into him and into the rest he promises us? Take a look at the life of Jesus. You know, we look at his physical human life. He's God, of course, but he's a human being. And Jesus is able to physically rest. I mean, there are times when he's trying to rest, and he says, come away and rest with me for a while. And then all these people show up who are like a sheep without a shepherd. Oh, but Jesus gives his time over to them. No, it's not so burdensome for him to extend himself, to sacrifice his rest time, because he loves so much. But then another time we see Jesus resting on a boat, and there's a big storm there. And everybody in the ship is panicking. They're anxious. They're afraid. And Jesus is asleep. He's resting. Well, when we're truly giving ourselves over to Jesus, accepting his will, accepting his teachings, thirsting and hungering for his love and his truth, then that's the same rest we could enter. That's what he wants to give us too, is that we have rest there and that things aren't so burdensome, just like what we see in him, how he can sleep during a storm. That's the same rest we have. I mean, Jesus, who gives us his life, he gives us that, to be in the boat with him, but to be like him in the boat that is enduring heavy waves and storms. That's what we should be desiring, is this life of Jesus Christ. He says, well, you know, this is all so hard. Well, what does it also say in Hebrews chapter 4? Toward the end of it, now we hear about the mercy of Jesus. It says that Jesus has experienced everything we experience except for sin, temptations, hardships, pain, sorrows, but he didn't sin. And in experiencing life, humanity, then he truly understands our struggle, our plight here on this earth. And then that's why it says in the book of Hebrews that we can boldly go to the throne of mercy and grace. And there is Jesus with mercy to help us. To help us with his love, with his forgiveness, with his healing, with his strength, and ultimately bringing about a restoration, making us new again, taking us from glory to glory to glory. See, Jesus, all he asks is that we come to him. And he's asking us to come to him, yes, but when we read above, how is he asking us to come? Like a little one, like a child. He says, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it. Well, in receiving like a child, what is not doesn't mean to be immature or some kind of little nuisance or brat or something. No, it means that you come to him with submission and faith, knowing that he can do all things, the impossible. And that with coming to him in this faith, hungry for his love and his truth, that what he's promised, we will receive, and what he's promised is himself. This is his life, death, and resurrection through the power of his grace. That this grace will flourish in us. That it empowers us to love as he loves, to be bold, to be merciful, all of it, like him. And so as we enter deeper into Jesus, into his life, by submitting with childlike faith, approaching Jesus with simplicity and humility, then we're becoming more like him. And we see this in the saints, Saint Therese of Lisieux, especially in Saint Francis of Assisi. He's entered into this rest. Now, and then so here comes the burdens. And you know, it's not so burdensome when we're following Jesus, when we're following his ways, the way, the truth, and the life. Following his ways, and then like Jesus who suffered too, Jesus who was tempted as well, Jesus overcomes this with his love. So it's not so burdensome when it's done in love. And this is the love he gives to us. This is the love that is this yoke received. Yes, it's truth, but it's given to us in love. And this is in coming to him, this is where he shows us, this is where he tells us that he truly loves us. That this same love the Father has given to him, he's giving to us, which he says in John chapter 17. And this is for all of us here. So now, yeah, life can get hard, but we have a Savior who loves us so much, who's one of us. Yeah, he's Lord, he's God, he's King, but he's also our brother, and he's also a friend. And he also invites us to this relationship with him, wherever we are. Now, here, yes, there's a lot of teachings, there's a lot of commands to follow. But again, he's there to help, and he's there with mercy. Now, when we're sick with sin, or when we're physically sick, you know, the doctors with the best bedside manner, they're not throwing medication and things like that, and, you know, say you're sick in bed or you're injured. They're not making us do all kinds of things that are too difficult for us because we're sick. They're gentle, just like Jesus is gentle. He gives us what we could, he's patient. He gives us the medicine of his mercy to nourish us, to strengthen us. So over time, we can fully receive these commands, and we can walk in love by following them. And so here he is there now to help. And so it begins now, right now, submitting to him, because as we enter deeper into this rest, you know, we have a deeper awareness of him and his presence, that he's all places. You know, that we could be with God so profoundly and powerfully, whatever we're doing, wherever we're at, because, we've received him in the sacraments. He's in us. God dwells in us. We are a temple of the Holy Spirit. He's all around us. So he's there. You know, there's a sort of a renewed interest in this book called The Practice of the Presence of God by a brother, Lawrence of the Resurrection. The purpose of this interest in it now is because it's one of the Holy Father, Pope Leo's favorite books. And it's a book that helps us to grow in contemplation, but to grow in our awareness of God's presence, the present moment, that God is here with us, in us. And there he is with love. And there, as Jesus is with us, there we can truly enter into his rest, which is entering into him. So come to him wherever we are, and know you're loved. Know he's with you, and know he will always provide. He is faithful. Even when we're not faithful, he remains faithful. God bless you all.